Fisher KNDY Weather Eye Forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we cannot rule out some showers and thunderstorms early, otherwise partly sunny to mostly cloudy, temperatures at 77. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 63. For Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms, breezy with a high near 79. For Wednesday night, chance of storms, low near 47. And Thursday, we'll see partly sunny skies. Currently, it's 56.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News. A federal judge has ordered Kansas top elections official to turn over proposed changes to federal voting rights laws that he took to a meeting with President Donald Trump. After privately examining the documents, U.S. Magistrate Judge James O'Hara ruled yesterday that parts of the documents from Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach are unquestionably relevant to a lawsuit challenging a state law requiring voters to provide proof of their U.S. citizenship when registering. Rainfall in central and eastern Kansas greening pastures and helping winter wheat, but it is delaying corn planting. Most western counties remaining dry. National Ag Statistics Service said yesterday the state's winter wheat crop is rated 6% excellent, 45% good, and 33% fair. About 16% of the crop statewide is rated in poor to very poor condition. Mid-America Network News.
It's Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot, where right now, select John Deere mowers come with a free Home Depot gift card worth up to $350. From zero-turn models to the new Excel cutting decks, John Deere gives you a quality cut that won't cut into your downtime. And that free Home Depot gift card puts even more spring in your pocket. Buy a John Deere, get a gift card during Spring Black Friday only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through April 19th in store and online. Gift card via mail-in rebate. See store for details.
Hi, Tom Baudet. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
A high-level Topeka-based Veterans Affairs official has been fired following an investigation into inappropriate conduct regarding sexually charged communications. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that former Health Resource Center Director Robert Downs received the VA's decision to terminate his employment April 12th. The investigation alleges Downs and a female VA employee exchanged hundreds of inappropriate chat messages, most made during business hours, for over 2 years. The Douglas County District Attorney has charged a woman with first-degree murder after a 9-month-old child died last year at a daycare in Eudora. District Attorney Charles Branson says 42-year-old Carity Buckhorn was charged last Friday. The criminal complaint filed with the charges did not detail how the child died. Buckhorn has been jailed on a $250,000 bond. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. A state agency says a second case of measles has been confirmed in Nebraska. The State Department of Health and Human Services announced yesterday it had received a report of a confirmed measles case in Lincoln County. It follows another confirmed case that occurred in eastern Nebraska back in March. can cause dangerous complications such as pneumonia and encephalitis. There are no cases reported in 2016. There were three cases in 2015. The city of Lincoln will begin a program to keep veterans or active duty military members facing felony criminal charges out of prison and to get them the support and services they need to stay out of trouble. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports the Veterans Treatment Court will swear in three mentors this Wednesday. The program will screen candidates and go to the Veterans Court Committee to decide if they're eligible. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday discussed the county pay scale. Commissioner Bob Connell suggested to review the county pay scale in each department with concern that there are more steps than necessary in several areas. They authorized county clerk to compile information from other counties and will also talk with department heads. Washington County Commissioners meeting Monday conducted mostly routine business. Nebahal County Commissioners meeting Monday authorized the road and bridge supervisor to visit with two contractors regarding varying specifications on bids received for concrete in the base of a portion of the road on the Sabetha-Wetmore Road. He was authorized to make a final decision. The board heard updates with the Rural Development Association members regarding board members' neighborhood revitalization program and the Rural Opportunity Zone program. Gage County Board of Supervisors approved an agreement at a recent meeting to reconsider the county comprehensive planning agreement, last updated in 1997. The update will take approximately 8 months. A Lincoln firm has been contracted for $14,000 to complete the work. Complete county commissioners' minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. Edward Preble, age 87, of Oquito, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, Maryland, and Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Edward Preble. Robert J. Hiltgen, age 90, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Burial St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 6 p.m. at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Rosary service at 6. Ward Funeral Washington in charge of arrangements for Robert Hiltgen. Henry George Maline, age 77, passed away Tuesday at Los Angeles. Graveside service Friday, April 21st, 10:30 at the Hanover City Cemetery. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Henry Maline. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, and apricot. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, a baked potato Malibu blend, and banana split salad. Check of a school and community calendar today. Marysville High Tennis at Topeka West. Golf teams at Abilene's. Track teams at Public County. Junior High track at Clay Center. Softball at Wamego and baseball at Wamego this afternoon. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
So you've cut back on everything from lattes to lunches, but if you're still coming up short at the end of the month, try this. Give State Farm agent John Bannister a call for a free discount double check. He'll show you how something as simple as combining car and home policies could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have another low pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring us on and off chances of showers and thunderstorms throughout the rest of this Tuesday, all the way through tonight and into tomorrow. Temperature wise, definitely seeing some warm temperatures across the central parts of the Midwest into the mid to upper 70s, and even some areas for tomorrow we'll see temperatures in the 80s and even 90s across parts of Kansas. Cooler temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Tuesday, slight chance of storms early, otherwise partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies, high of 77. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 63. For Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms, breezy with a high of 79. For Wednesday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 47. Thursday, partly sunny, we'll see temperatures at 64 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-April 67, record high on this date 90 in 1954. The average low 44, the record low is 27 in 1956. Sunset this evening 8:03, sunrise in the morning at 6:40. 56 degrees in Marysville this morning, a south wind at 5 to 10. Showers and thunderstorms up in northeast Nebraska north of I-80. That activity tracking east. Let's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 18th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
This is Robert McInerney. Since Regina and I established Cornerstone Granite nearly 15 years ago, it's been our goal to provide outstanding customer service and satisfaction and to build lasting relationships with our friends and neighbors. We're proud to call this our home, all while serving our local community. Always feel free to stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com for all your memorial needs. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cleveland continues its first-round domination, and Nashville puts Chicago on the brink. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Cleveland holds off a fourth-quarter comeback attempt by Indiana.
Here's Irving on the left wing side. Cavs by 11. Irving pulls up 18. Putter, he scores. Irving at the top of the key.
The call on WTAM. The Cavaliers win 117-111. They've now won 10 straight first-round games over the past three seasons. In the Western Conference, Kawhi Leonard leads San Antonio past Memphis.
Pau Gasol sets a screen for Kawhi, who drives it all the way in, and a right-hand slam. That's the exclamation point for the Spurs.
On WOAI, the Spurs win 96-82 and take a 2-0 series lead. In the NHL, Toronto and Washington's previous two games went into overtime. Game three was no different.
It comes to Morgan Riley. Dished off on the far side for Bozak. Centering pass, scores! Scores!
The call on Sportsnet 590. Tyler Bozak gets the winner. Toronto wins 4-3. It was deja vu for Boston and Ottawa.
Carlson to the line and in for Bobby Ryan. Drops it back. Turris sends a shot and scores! Bobby Ryan tips it by Rask. Ottawa wins it 4-3 in overtime.
On TSN Radio 1200, Bobby Ryan nets the winner in OT. Ottawa wins its second straight 4-3 game. Nashville puts the top seed in the West on the brink of elimination.
Predators come back. Fiala goes wide for Yarncroak. That slowed down the flow of the play a little bit by going wide. Now Neal for Fiala. He scores!
On 102.5 The Game, Nashville defeats Chicago 3-2 in overtime. The Ducks stage a comeback against Calgary.
Knocks it down low to Raquel. Raquel far side to Perry. Perry a shot. Bouncing puck. They score.
On Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Anaheim wins 5-4 in OT and takes a 3-0 series lead. In the MLB, Atlanta gets its first walk-off in their new stadium and beats San Diego 5-4. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
The Hustler Raptor Zero Turn Mower doesn't play around. With a heavy-duty welded steel deck, exclusive smooth-track steering, and a professional-grade cut, the Hustler Raptor has the power to turn your weekend to-do list into your weekend to-done list. With a price starting at just $27.99, the legendary Hustler Raptor. Tools, not toys.
See Terry, Luke, or Kim at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville and BlueValleyTrailers.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. It's been nearly 11 weeks since President Trump nominated Sonny Perdue as Ag Secretary, and the partisan brawl in the Senate will push the wait until early April or possibly late May. While it's still possible that leaders could strike an 11th-hour deal for a quick vote to confirm Perdue sometime soon, the odds are becoming minimal. House Ag leaders have asked the Senate to make time for a vote on Perdue's nomination this week, with Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts seeking a voice vote with little or no debate, but the battle of Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is taking up any real estate left on the Senate's schedule. Democrats are filibustering the nominee, while the Republicans remaining determined to confirm Gorsuch before the end of the week. And a two-week recess gets underway very soon. Perdue will likely need to wait until late April or maybe even early May to take the post at USDA. That's because when senators return after the recess, they'll have 5 work days to fend off a partial government shutdown. Well, a group of legislators are pressing the White House to raise the issue of U.S. beef trade with China when President Trump meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping. A group of 39 senators, including Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, penning a letter to the president asking him to raise the issue of U.S. beef access to Chinese markets. China has recently become the fastest-growing beef market in the world, but U.S. producers have not had the opportunity to access the market since 2003. The effort was being led by Montana Senator Steve Daines. In the letter, the senators say opening the market to U.S. producers would create substantial opportunities for ranchers across the country. The letter points out that China's beef import market, worth more than $2.5 billion, and is the second largest importer of beef in the world. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. United States Department of Agriculture's Crop Progress Report issued Monday afternoon shows that the Kansas wheat crop is improving. It now shows 33% of the crop in fair condition, 45% in good condition, and 6% in excellent condition. Recent rains have helped, according to Dwight Copes of CropQuest.
Actually, with all the recent rains, it's looking much better than it did a month ago. Things have turned around quite well, and yeah, as you say, it's ahead of normal, or it seems to be. In fact, I don't know, in south central Kansas, there's some wheat that's pretty close to showing ahead, if not starting to. So that's pretty early. Out in western Kansas, we've got wheat that may be getting in the boot here shortly, maybe by the end of the week, possible on some of the earlier stuff. So, but some of it is probably a week or two away from heading out proper, but that's still pretty early.
9% of the Kansas wheat crop has headed at this point, compared to 6% on the 5-year average. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. You can check out their parts online at abilenemachine.com. We're finally showing some steady warming over the central plains. 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. this morning, 57 and 58 degrees in the southwestern two-thirds of Kansas. The northeast corner of Kansas, a couple of degrees cooler, holding in the mid-50s. In Oklahoma, the entire state is holding in the upper 50s and low 60s, except for the far southeastern corner. And that corner is already touching 67 and 68 degrees. So we are finally beginning to consistently warm from south to north. 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know is agriculture. Living in rural America has its pluses, no doubt about it. But on the other side of the ledger is health care. It's getting tougher to come by. Doctors are hard to find and keep. Hospitals are closing in alarming numbers, but one small country town has figured out how to turn that around. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Let's talk about health care in rural America. And no, this is not political. It has nothing to do with repeal and replace. Health care in rural America was in trouble long before Obamacare came along. A recent article at Politico.com highlighted the health care crisis in rural America and how one small country town is turning things around. Joining me on the phone is Anna Gorman, a senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News based in Los Angeles. And the title of the story is Healthcare's New Rural Frontier. The subtitle is How an Idaho Hospital That Serves a Region with More Bears Than People is Helping Forge the Future of American Medicine. What attracted you to this story, Anna?
It was a really interesting story. It kind of went against the trend of rural healthcare dying out. This was an example of a small town community hospital, just 14 beds, that was on the brink of bankruptcy and actually managed to turn itself around with some pretty interesting experiments in technology and partnering with universities. So that's what kind of attracted me, to see what this looked like in small town America where a hospital was able to make it.
And how did you hear about ARCO?
I spoke to somebody from the National Rural Health Association, and I was looking for examples of places that were doing some interesting projects, and that's how this came up. And Politico was working on a series on rural health care, and so they suggested this might be a good place to tell the story.
You cite a statistic that is really, to me, shocking, and that is that rural hospitals have been closing at a rate of one per month since 2010. One per month?
Yeah. That's correct. Rural hospitals have been closing rapidly. About 78 have closed since 2010 alone. And it's a combination of factors that's leading to this. Part of it is the demographics itself, that proportionally there just aren't as many people living in rural America. Only 14% of the population is living in 72% of the nation's land. So that's part of the demographic problem, is that, you know, without the population, a small community rural hospital just can't survive. Another part is the population that does remain, a lot of them are older and sicker and poorer.
Well, that's a trifecta, isn't it? More from Anna Gorman tomorrow. Back after this.
We're at that time of year again, the time when Mother Nature can get pretty nasty. So now's a great time to bind your crop hail coverage at a 12% early season discount. Secure crop hail coverage on your wheat by May 1st and on your spring crops by June 1st to receive a 12% early season discount. Just a few minutes in a hailstorm can do tremendous amount of damage to your crops. Call Tammy at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393, to discuss how you can save 12% on crop hail coverage and rest a little easier when those storm clouds come come rolling in. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 729 from KNDY. 56 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs top 70 today.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. There's no time like the present to talk some Chiefs football, and Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson expects to be back by training camp after tearing his Achilles tendon late last year and missing the end of the regular season as well as the playoffs. The four-time Pro Bowl linebacker ruptured his right Achilles tendon in a game against Oakland. It was the opposite tendon from the one he tore back in 2014, missing almost the entire season. Johnson said that rehab has been going well, and he expects to be 100% when the Chiefs convene at Missouri Western for training camp in late July. But he doesn't want to put a date on his return. It is still a possibility he'll miss the entire off-season program, which officially got underway yesterday. Chiefs coach Andy Reid likewise was optimistic that Johnson will be ready for next season. Mid-America Network Sports.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Kansas freshman Josh Jackson has announced he will enter the NBA draft. Jackson, who released a statement yesterday, was the Big 12 Newcomer of the Year, averaging 16.3 points and 7.4 rebounds per game. He helped the Jayhawks to a 31-5 record and a berth in the NCAA tournament's Elite Eight. The 6'8" Jackson has signed with former NBA player B.J. Armstrong of Wasserman Media Group. Jackson arrived at Kansas after a stellar prep career in Detroit and Napa, California.